Liturgical day, Saturday, the 4th of Easter. Today's Gospel, John, chapter 14, verses 17 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, you will know the Father also. Indeed, you know him, and you have seen him." Philip asked him, "Lord, show us the Father, and that is enough." Jesus said to him, "What? I have been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever sees me sees the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? All that I say to you, I do not say of myself. The Father who dwells in me is doing his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. At least believe it on the evidence of these works that I do. Truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me will do the same works that I do, and he will even do greater than these, for I am going to the Father. Everything you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, and everything you ask in calling upon my name, I will do." Commentary by Father Jacques Philippe. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Today, we are invited to recognize the Father who reveals himself in Jesus Christ. Philip articulates a very fair intuition. "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." To see the Father is to discover God as the origin, as the life that flows, as generosity, as a gift that constantly renews everything. What else do we need? We are coming from God, and each man, even if unconsciously, carries the profound desire of going back to God, of recuperating the fatherly home and remain there forever. There, we can find all the passions we may strive for: life, light, love, peace. Saint Ignatius of Antioch, a martyr at the beginning of the 2nd century, expressed it eloquently. "There is in me living water that murmurs within me. Come to the Father." Jesus makes us glimpse the existing deep reciprocal intimacy between him and the Father. "I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." What Jesus says and does emanates from the Father, and the Father fully expresses himself in Jesus. Whatever the Father wants to tell us is to be found in the Son's words and deeds. All he wants to fulfill for us, he fulfills through his Son. To believe in the Son allows us to have access to the Father. The humble and faithful faith in Jesus, our choice to follow and obey him, day after day connects us mysteriously but truly with the very mystery of God, while making us recipients of all the riches of his kindness and mercy. This faith lets the Father execute through us the work of grace he began in his Son. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do.